This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. The NFL's regular season ended yesterday, and that means today is Black Monday. That's when teams in the NFL take stock of their wins and their losses and pretty much fire everyone they aren't happy with. So long, head coaches. Farewell, general managers. So far, the New York Jets, the Atlanta Falcons, the Chicago Bears, and the San Francisco 49ers have all announced their cleaning house. But the same teams will also have to scramble to find replacements. Marketplace's Sally Herships has more on what it means to fire and hire so quickly.
It's hard for NFL teams to pick out new coaches. First, the very people who are supposed to be cheering for your team, the fans, can turn into your critics.
The pressure and the public scrutiny on these NFL franchises is greater than ever before.
Just check the New York Jets Twitter feed today. Abraham Madcore is executive editor of Sports Business Journal. He says the next problem is on the team side.
Owners realize that they don't necessarily have the eye of what could make a successful football coach. They don't know how a football operation should be structured. What type of culture you want? What type of team do you want to be?
To answer these questions, Madcore says more and more teams are bringing on executive search firms to help with hiring coaches, just like in corporate America. But that's where the similarity ends. Mike Leeds is a sports economist at Temple University.
Well, you rarely see an industry in which a whole series of high-ranking corporate executives in a given industry lose their jobs all at the same time.
In just one day. And to make things even more difficult for teams, for the most part, they're not allowed to headhunt coaches from the competition. That's called tampering.
The Jets can't go to the coach of the Eagles and say, you're doing a great job this season. How would you like to coach for us next season? That's not allowed in the NFL.
The result of this speed hiring and firing is often a decision teams regret but are locked into. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.